August 28th, 2004 marked the first day of ChicagoPoetry.com's Chicago Poetry Fest, a two-day festival that was hosted by CJ Laity. What you're about to listen to is an excerpt from some poetry readings from the 2004 Poetry Fest on the first day of the festival on October 28th.
Janet Papers, and Janet is also a publisher, and she runs something called Stars Publications, and I believe the website is stars.tv. I know the poetry scene, then. Let's hear it for Janet. Come on, don't lose any energy just because it's freezing and it's raining on your head. Let's hear it for Janet.
In the storage, you can find it at janetkuypers.com or at scars.tv, as he said. Or in this collection book, which is one of many books from Scars Publications that's on sale right across the street there. And it also happens to be right in the smack dab center of the 2004 Poetry Fest book that he's produced for this great event. So if you want to pick that up, you can as well. This poem is called Too Far. When he met me, he told me I look like Kim Basinger. Long, blonde locks. But as time went on, I knew I wasn't her, and I could never be her, and I wasn't good enough, thin enough, or pretty enough. So I got a perm, I straightened my teeth, I bought the Wonder Bra, but it wasn't doing the trick. So I bought Limfast, I used a stair stepper, I ate rice cakes and wheat germ, but I wasn't thin enough. I only dropped 20 pounds. So I went to the spa, I got my skin peeled, shook myself in mud, wrapped myself in cellophane, bought the amino acid facial creams, but I knew they didn't really work. So I went to the doctor. Got my nose slammed and my tummy stapled and my thighs sucked. Thought about getting a rib or two removed. You know, like Cher. But I figured they've got to be there for something. And hey, that's just going too far. Turns up a little, and this one's a little bit more different mood. This one is called The Burning. I take the final swig of vodka, feel it burn its way down my throat, hiss it scorching my tongue, and reach for the bottle to pour myself another. I think of how my tongue might scream every time I let the alcohol reach me. And then I look down at my hands, shaking, holding that glass of poison, and think about these were the hands that should have pushed you away from me, but didn't. And I keep wondering why I took your poison. I remember how you kept pushing your way into me, and I kept coming back. I think of how you burned your way through me. You corrupted me from the inside out, and I kept coming back. I've let you infect me, and now you've burned a hole right through me. I hated it. Well, now I have to rid myself of you, and my escape is falling between the ice cubes and the glass knuckles in my palm. But I have to drink more. The burning doesn't last as long as you do. This one is called I'm a Record Now. I feel like I'm a record now. You know how vinyl goes. There's that ridge trailed in circles, that groove that needle can easily slip into. Well, I feel like I'm that record now, and the needle of life is in me, and it's playing my story, and I'm stuck in this record player at this certain speed, and I can't get that needle out of that groove, and my life is being played out for the world, for everyone to hear and see and live, and they don't feel a thing, but they claim to know how I feel. And that needle is stuck in me, and that arc manager is set on that fire, and now my life is an open book, and now my life is one playing record. And people can choose to read the book, or people can choose to listen to the music. And sometimes that excites me. Sometimes that fascinates me.
And sometimes that scares me, because I wonder if people who listen know too little or too much. Really isn't about Chicago, this poem. It's called New to Chicago. I'm still new to this city. I know, I've lived here for years, but I haven't gone to the Sears Tower Observatory since my junior prom. But when I walk by the first Chicago building, the beams along the north side sloping up, parabolic pillars curving up to the sky, when I walk by the first Chicago building, I walk up along the side and lean up against one of those sloping pillars, press my body against the cold concrete, feel the cold against my chin, my breasts, my thighs, and look up along that curve, stretching up to the sky. You know, these pillars look like racetracks, and I could see something come rushing down that curve. A matchbox car, a race car, a marble, a bowling ball, a 2-ton weight. I see the speed, the power, and it almost makes me afraid to look up. And every time I walk by the first Chicago building, I do the same thing. I do this little ritual, and it feels like the first time. This is one last piece. This actually was technically written 3 days before I was in a near fatal car accident, which is really spooky because this isn't about me. It's called Fantastic Car Crash. And our life is one big road trip now, and we set the cruise control and make our way down the expressway. And most of the time we're just moving in a straight line, and the scenery blurs. There's nothing to see. But I know what's inside you, and I know what you're made of. There's no such thing as a calm with you. You are a fantastic car crash, you know. You stop traffic in both directions as the gapers gawk and the delay grows as they slow down and stare. Everything shatters with you, you know. It's a spectacular explosion. I try to duck and cover as metal flies through the air. And every time you leave the scene of the accident, I am picking up the shards of glass from the windows. You know, the glass breaks into such tiny little pieces that they look like ice. It takes so long to pick up the pieces. Even though I'm careful, I'm still picking up the pieces, and I'm still on my knees. And the glass cuts into my hands, and the blood drips down to the streets. Think of it as my contribution to this fantastic car crash that is you, that is me, that is us, as I pull the glass from my hand and wave my hand to the line of traffic. Go ahead. Keep driving. This happens all the time. There's nothing to see here.
She was like in another state, and she rushed into the township to be here. Let's hear a real loud for Janet. The trooper she is, she rushed from like some other state,
Maryland.
Maryland or something. Yeah. She got here and, through, and it was like 80 degrees
like
out here.
Hours ago.
She came here without a coat, not knowing that this is Chicago 2004. Where I don't think it got above 93 times this year.